Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back to 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. I want you to, folks, I really encourage you to go there and check out their website, see what they're doing. They're working hard to represent you at the table when policy decisions are being made in Washington and in the state houses around the country. sbecouncil.org. Give them some money, folks. Donate some money to them. They can use your help. I don't tell you to do that to many people. This is one organization that I definitely encourage you to support. Ray's book is called Chuck Versus the Business World. It's brand spanking new. Ray, again, congratulations. That's Ray Keating. Ray, I want to change horses a little bit and talk about the protests that are happening on Wall Street. Not just on Wall Street. It's migrated up to the Upper East Side, so to speak. There are a bunch of people down there on Wall Street who are protesting. March on Wall Street or something like that?
I believe it's Occupy Wall Street.
There it is, Occupy Wall Street. All right. What's up with these guys? Who are they mad at?
They're mad at the system, man.
And capitalism.
That's capitalism in the system, man. Down with the system, down with the man, so on and so on. You know, when you listen to interviews of the folks, unfortunately, it's kind of, I think it's the typical college students and their professors, the hippies that never left the campus. You've got some bizarre things. I won't go into it. I mean, it's the family radio show. You got some really bizarre things going on there as well. But it tends to be just generally the anti-capitalism, anti-free market, anti-rich people group, and they're out there doing what they do.
Well, see, I think that there are reasons to be protesting what Wall Street is doing, but not because they represent capitalism. Because Ray, I've had this discussion before. I think Wall Street is not a good representative of capitalism. I think Main Street small business owners are, if you want to see pure capitalism, go to Main Street small business. Don't go to Wall Street, because Wall Street has become so self-absorbed, so self-serving, and has become merely an indicator of itself, not of the economy. And those are good reasons to march on Wall Street, not because you think that they represent capitalism. What do you think?
Well, Jim, we rarely disagree, but there's no system is perfect. There are always problems, any human institution. But I think Wall Street is a major key part of the capitalist system. And I've got a piece that I wrote last night that hopefully will be up on the SBE Council's website today. I said, why don't we try a movement called Understand Wall Street rather than Occupy Wall Street? And listen, I think, quite frankly, if you're protesting Wall Street, in effect, you're protesting Main Street, because, I've never bought into this Main Street versus Wall Street thing, quite frankly. And I think that if you understand the role that Wall Street plays, given its, weaknesses and problems here and there, Wall Street is our capital market. That's what Wall Street is.
But, Ray, here's the thing.
Let me just finish my point.
All right.
If you want to build and grow your business, you got to find capital. And when you get to that point where you're ready to make the big push forward, you go to the capital markets, and quite frankly, that is Wall Street.
Well, but that's happening less and less these days, it seems to me. And the main thing, Ray, is that when Wall Street has the ability to be so dysfunctional and so maybe even corrupt that they can take down an economy and put millions of people out of work, And yet they don't seem to be harmed by it, and that's the part that's where I think there's a disconnect. Main Street doesn't have that ability to do that, Ray.
Well, that's what the protesters are saying. The protesters are saying that Wall Street brought down the economy, caused the financial crisis, and we're all suffering as a result. But I disagree with that. I think Wall Street, parts of Wall Street, some banks. Not all. Some people on Wall Street were willing to dance with the government. But the government was calling the tune here. If you want to really do something...
I agree that there's plenty of... that Washington is complicit in all this.
So I'm not just complicit. They're the source. They're the ultimate source. When you look at the problems that came with the housing market in terms of what the government was doing, that's where the problem was. You know, number one, you start with Fannie and Freddie, which has been around for a long time, and that was a problem waiting to happen. And then the then the next step was the affordable housing agenda.
This is a problem. What happened to us recently has been building for about 40 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely has.
I agree with that.
Government is the ultimate source.
I agree with that.
Were there people on Wall Street and some banks willing to go along? Yes. But you know what?
That's when it got a hand. Ray, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Congratulations on the new book, Chuck versus the Business World. By wherever books are sold, folks, by Ray Keating. It's a great book. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.